With an audience of parents, teachers, and students looking on, Superintendent Steve Bradshaw distributed a list of ideas labeled possible cuts.
There's nothing on this sheet that I'm recommending. These are just the things that we've talked about at this point.
Bradshaw emphasized that the items on the list are just ideas. Here are some of them. Doing away with art at the middle and high schools would save $180,000. Eliminating the high school activities director job could save up to $90,000. Combining the assistant superintendent and the special education director could save $100,000. And the list of possible cuts goes on. The librarian at Keith Gushaheen Elementary School, the cultural program, the auditorium technician, the middle school shop program, music in early elementary school, coaching stipends, the swimming pool at Blatchley Middle School.
Please don't let me get you guys in trouble, but I'm at that point where enough is enough.
Again, Superintendent Steve Bradshaw addressing the school board.
You know, would I want to shut down the swimming pool? We're not even sure when Edgecombe is going to have their pool. And the last thing we need in this community is to have a swimming pool that we have to shut down, because that's major recreation for this community. Do I want to not pay our coaches? I mean, we ask our coaches to do more than any place I've ever been before. Most coaches would laugh at us for saying, we're going to pay you $3,500 and you're going to have to go out and raise 60 grand to do what you need to do to travel this year.
Bradshaw said the bottom line, though, is that any of the cuts will have an impact on the way the district serves its students. Students in the audience had suggestions.
So if you got rid of, I think, half of your technology budget, you would completely get rid of this budget deficit?
Sitka High School sophomore Kaya Pike said teachers are more important than technology, and that the tech is simply a classroom aid.
It makes more sense to remove one aid and let them have many other aids in the forms of, you know, activities helping students want to be a school, culture programs helping students in other ways, tutors and mentors in other areas. It seems like that would be a little bit more important than this, you know, technological crutch that is such a drain on our budget.
Student school board member Nicole C. Hafer also made that point, that students don't need the technology as much as they need the teachers, and that in many classrooms, the tech is not being used to its fullest extent anyway. The district is planning to spend $427,000 on tech next year, part of a plan to ramp up its support for technology in classrooms and throughout the district's offices. School board member Tim Fulton asked if there was any wiggle room, some tech needs that might be deferred until finances improve. School board president Lon Garrison says that's worth looking at, and that he understands concerns that the district is somehow swapping out teachers in favor of technology. But he said improving technology in the district has been a long-held priority by the board, and that he's hesitant to back away from it.
I mean, we were so close 2 years ago to having the entire district basically stop. I mean, it wasn't just in the classroom technology. It was the business office. It was, you teachers know as well as anybody, that the email wasn't working. You couldn't go from one building to another. So, I mean, there's a lot of different aspects of it.
Bradshaw said he will follow the board's directions on how to zero out the deficit. But he also said the district has cut everything it could possibly cut. And he reiterated that any cuts will hurt programs.
At the same time, if we have to cut $311,000 and you want me to prioritize this, I would do it. But I think we take it to the assembly, we run with it, and if they don't want to fund us, we burn our reserves and next year we go back at it.
The city annually contributes money to the school district, but the city budget is expected to be tight this year, and so school officials are not counting on an increase in that funding. If the district resorts to burning through its reserves, it could find itself in a risky position should an unexpected expense come up. The board wrapped up the work session by asking Bradshaw to develop three options. The most drastic would leave only $150,000 in reserves. The least drastic would leave about $400,000. A final vote on the budget had been planned for March 19th, but that could change. The school board is considering whether to hold off until the assembly considers additional funding for the schools on March 27th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.